One of the first things Kenya's President Mwai Kibaki did when he took over from Daniel Arap Moi a little more than a year ago was to make primary education both compulsory and free. Enrollment jumped by more than 20%. Among those flocking to the schools are members of the Maasai ethnic group, semi-nomadic cattle herders famous for their independent spirit. The Maasai used to resist formal education. Now some see it as a key to survival. John Miller's report is part of Worlds of Difference, a series on cultural change.
You see what you call papers, isn't it? For example, somebody, maybe it's not a wonder, some of you will just...
A concrete schoolhouse on a grassy plain. A dozen eighth graders sit at wooden desks wearing tattered blue sweaters and shorts. The topic is Kenya's colonial legacy.
For example, the kind of education which now we are learning, this is what? Is it good or bad? It is?
When the British introduced this kind of schooling a century ago, the Maasai simply refused to go. They saw the schools as traps designed to rob them of their culture. Head teacher Ernest Tobiko says those days are over.
Now that most of us are Maasais, we serve as an example. We also went to school, and despite having gone to school, we still kept our cultural practices. The only difference is that we don't do them to the deepest.
But you don't have to travel far to find places where deep tradition and Western-style education are still in conflict. About 20 people are crammed into a tiny hut, passing a cup of homemade beer. A girl sits in a corner, a spectacular beaded headdress rising from her shaven head. Today is her wedding day. May the girl and her husband become good people, they say. May they respect their elders. May God accept them. Outside, an old man named Oloiboni Ole Pareyo stands in the shade of a thorn tree. His elongated earlobes hang halfway to his shoulders. He says kids learn more from rituals like this one than they do from any government school.
I've heard it said that those that don't accept the education are stupid or foolish or backward. But my question is, now that you have embraced something alien and you have ditched your culture, what do you become?
A pickup comes and takes the bride away. It's an arranged marriage. She's 15 years old and finished with school. Early marriage was supposed to be the fate of Sarah Parakwo, a first-year student at St. Mary's Secondary School in the market town of Narok.
My father told me that he don't have money to educate me. He told me that the solution is that he will give me away to other family to be married. I told him me don't want to be married, father, because I'm still young. I want to continue with my education. He told me, if you refuse to be married, I will beat you. I told him, you cannot beat me and I cannot wait for you to give me out. So I will go to look for somebody who will educate me.
Sarah ran away and ended up here. She says she wants to be a nurse.
I want to help my community. I want to help my parents so that they will see that I will be able to do something better.
This room here is going to be our student center.
Koitamet Olekina is director of Maasai Education Discovery, a nonprofit organization that recently moved into a two-story building at the east end of Narok. The program has ambitious plans, a library, high-speed internet, even a distance learning arrangement with the University of Massachusetts.
We have realized that by rejecting the current education, we are suffering more than gaining. And really, the question here is for our people to preserve themselves. They must know the tricks that their enemies are using to fight them.
Olekina says the Maasai have to decide which of their traditions make them stronger and which only hold them back. Back out in the bush, about 40 boys and girls stand in their schoolyard and sing of the valor of Maasai warriors. It was equal parts pride and fear that kept their parents and grandparents from finishing school. It may be equal parts pride and fear that keep these children from leaving. For NPR News, I'm John Miller.
Worlds of Difference is a project of Homelands Productions.